I don't know about you, but when I was in home ec class growing up, we blended smoothies from frozen berries and baked cakes with store-bought ingredients. That's not the case at Pacific High. Students from Sitka's alternative school cook with locally grown vegetables, hand-picked berries, and, of course, fresh-caught salmon.
I get the phone call, "Are you ready for fish?" And I say, "Yes, we're ready for fish. We're always ready for fish."
Mandy Summer helps distribute seafood donated through Sitka's Fish to School program. When she's not answering phone calls about fish shipments, Summer serves as Pacific High's principal. She says the school gets about 10 pounds of fish each week.
We have salmon once, and then we'll have some kind of whitefish, either halibut or rockfish, that we also serve.
Peter Vu is the AmeriCorps volunteer at Pacific High, where he teaches a cooking class once a week. Vu is from Texas and worked in restaurants throughout college, but he says the ingredients here make his work at Pacific High unique.
Everything here is so fresh, and there's such a big emphasis on making creative meals. And so it's been fun working with the kids.
Vu worked with students to create today's meal. There's a crispy zucchini carrot fritter, king salmon with Cajun seasoning.
And it's garnished with a homemade dill sauce. And we're also serving a salad that has zucchini, lettuce, carrots, and what are the flowers?
Nasturtiums.
That's Amy Kane. She stopped by to help serve up today's meal. She also has restaurant experience, being the former owner of Sitka's Larkspur Cafe, where she was able to incorporate some local seafood, though she says it's harder to do for hundreds of diners. Pacific High School has only 36 students, so of course it's a bit easier to harvest enough huckleberries to make the salad dressing that's drizzled on today's greens.
This huckleberry looks amazing.
Isn't it pretty?
It's
always
very, very pretty.
Yeah, it's an easy way to get color.
The dressing is a deep maroon color. Everything on the plate looks 10 times brighter than any beige-ish school meal from your childhood. It even looks better than most meals served up in high-end restaurants, especially the salmon. One student jokes about how since it's farm-to-school month, the salmon should be much paler on the palate.
Why is it not farm fish?
Oh,
the salmon, of course, is wild, while everything in the salad is from St. Peter's Farm, a community garden in Sitka. That's also where the zucchini and carrots came from for the fritter, which are mixed in together with local eggs and Alaskan barley. It's a beautiful meal, and guilt-free, too. But the real test of a tasty meal? It's the students.
You seem to have eaten all your salmon.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Philip Barker's plate is clean, but unlike most diners and high-end restaurants, he doesn't linger over the meal. After all, he's got class to get back to. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.